Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Chance. Beat Breezy!
That's right. Call her right now, 585-252-9800. We got to give away this four-pack. This is for the Rochester Museum and Science Center to experience their brand-new, really cool exhibit called Astronaut. Your journey, guys, it begins right here on Earth.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
It's so important to just do it.
This is a full-body, immersive, and interactive display. It's actually very cool. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. Good morning.
You sound like a doll. What's going on?
I'm in the car.
Okay, so perfect. Okay.
Do you have what it takes to beat Breezy, yes or no?
I hope so. I hope she's going down.
She's always going down, but sometimes she's never going down. All right, Katie, get ready. You're coloring. Katie, go ahead. Talk some trash to our girl before she leaves the room.
All right, Breezy, you better bring it because I'm here.
And she's going, and she's going down.
All right, well, I'll leave now. See ya. Good luck.
Bye, Breeze.
Thank you.
All right, Katie. Breezy's leaving the room. The rules are simple. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breeze, you're going to get the win. Do you have kids, Katie?
I do. 3 kids.
Oh, this is perfect. All right, let's get you that four-pack. Question number one. What is the largest planet in our solar system?
Let's go with Saturn.
Going with Saturn. Let's go to question number two. What does GT stand for in car models, like Mustang GT?
Grand Turbo.
Going with Grand Turbo?
Yeah.
All right, final answer. Let's lock you in. Question number three. Let's go to another space question, shall we, Katie? What is the name of our galaxy? The galaxy we are in, Katie, what is the name of it?
The Milky Way galaxy.
Going with the Milky Way. Final answer. Locking you in. Let's go to question number four. Name a body part, Katie, that never stops growing as you age.
You're a body part.
That's right.
Your nose.
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right, Katie's going with her answer is nose. And last question. Reese's Pieces became a pop culture hit after being featured in which movie in the 80s?
I'm
going to
say the Goonies.
You going with Goonies?
Yes.
All righty. Let's bring our girl Breezy in. That's five right there on the board. We're going to tally these up. Let's see how well you did. Right now, we're looking at a total of 2 out of 5.
Okay, he said five on the board, and I was like, what? Oh, I thought you got them all right. I'm panicking. Okay, 2 out of 5.
That's hard.
It is hard. I will admit, especially doing it live on the radio is something to be challenged by.
Honestly, it's not that hard. Katie, stay right there.
You've literally never played.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. Breezy, what is the largest planet in our solar system?
I think it's Earth.
You think Earth is the largest planet in our solar system?
I think so. There's a lot more. There's people on there. It expands it. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's just get this over with. Go to question number two. What does GT stand for in car models like Mustang GT? Clock's ticking, Breezy.
I know what GM stands for.
What does GT stand
pass.
For?
Pass. Pass. Literally pass.
All right, we're going with a pass. All right, Breezy, question number three. What is the name of our galaxy? The galaxy we're currently in, what is the name of it?
Earth? What? No, I'm shook.
Come on, give me one guess.
What do you mean galaxy?
What's the name of the galaxy we currently live in?
Galaxy.
It's pretty obvious. Okay, you're going with galaxy? Okay.
The
It really doesn't matter considering time's up like 10 minutes ago.
I don't know.
Let's go to question number four. Breezy, name a body part that never stops growing as you age. Name a body part.
Your heart. It's constantly growing. Just pumping out of your chest.
All right, last question.
I literally hate it here. These are horrible questions.
Question number five. Reese's Pieces became a pop culture hit after being featured in which movie?
E.T. It's the only one I got right, so who cares? Literally, who cares? Katie, the wheels are falling off. I'm hitting the panic button. I literally hate it here.
Yeah, Katie, you absolutely crushed. Congratulations. You got yourself that four-pack.
Can we go
pack.
Over these bogus questions, please?
Sure, we can do that. Largest planet in our solar system? Jupiter. Katie said Saturn. You said Earth. What does GT stand for in car model?
Grand? Wait, Jupiter? I thought Jupiter was a planet.
Yeah, what is the largest planet?
Oh, sorry, I got the solar system. Okay.
Katie, you were close. You said Gran Turbo. It's Gran Turismo. Breezy passed on that.
Makes
one.
No sense. That literally makes sense.
What is the name of our galaxy? That would be the Milky Way. Katie, you got that one right?
Oh, are you kidding me?
No one would lie to you here.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Name a body part that never stops growing. You got that one right, Katie. It's either ears or nose. Breezy said heart.
First of all, I'm sorry, your nose never stops growing? What are you, Pinocchio? What is happening here?
And then the last movie, you said Goonies. Katie, the correct answer is E.T. All right. But you still crushed it 2-1. All right.
I don't even deserve to go to this exhibit, Katie, so I'm so glad you won them.
Katie, I need you
Maybe
to say...
I'll go and learn.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a learning experience.
Where are you from, Victor?
Victor, yeah.
All right, my name is Katie from Victor, and I just destroyed Breezy.
My name is Katie from Victor, and I just barely beat Breezy by one.
That was very generous of you.
That's
Thank
not what
you
I told you to say.
Ego.
That's okay. Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime. Call or text 585-252-9800. PXY Morning. The number one hit music station. Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. You know, imagine being happily married and building a life with someone new, and then you find out they still plan to be buried next to their ex or their significant other that they once were with. How many of you would have a big problem with this?
A huge problem, I fear. I fear this would cause a little bit of a riff.
I don't know if anybody actually gets a say, because we came across this situation recently and it just got us thinking. If this is something you've been through, We would love to hear from you. 585-252-9800. You can call us now, but we just want to know, like, how do you navigate the feelings of being in a new relationship while still respecting your partner's past? Because some of you may have been in a situation like this. I don't personally know anyone who has.
Right.
But
I don't like know them personally, but I've seen it online of a friend of a friend, or I've met them once or twice, and they were married and their husband passed away of cancer or something along the lines that was like beyond their control. And not that death is ever like in your control, but they have their tombstone. It says their last name, his birthday, his name, birthday, and death date, and then her name and birthday. Obviously no death date because she hasn't passed.
Young?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. I mean, wouldn't one assume, though, too, that this is a conversation you would have before you married your new partner? Like, because, you know, hey, I realize your first husband or wife passed away. Do you still have plans to be buried next to them?
Right.
Does it really bother people? Let me go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, it's Dave.
What's up, Dave? Good morning, man.
Wavy Davey.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I've been listening all morning, and I figure I'd finally call in.
Yeah.
Because this one actually hits kind of close to home for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm married. My wife and I have been together for about 5 years, like married for the last two.
Okay.
Her previous husband, he passed away from an illness. And like that was like nearly like 9 years ago now.
Okay.
And I knew all that going in into the relationship, and I've always respected that part of her life, you know?
Sure.
But the thing was, like, a year ago, my wife had a very serious health scare. And so when that happened, it made me realize that if something were to ever happen to her, the plan is to bury her next to her late husband.
Oh.
So she does already have a burial plot next to him.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is exactly what we're talking about.
Headstone and everything.
Yeah. So you knew going into the marriage, I mean, you knew about her husband and all that, but you also...
Right, I didn't even think about, like, what, like, that she'd be even, like, considering being buried next to him after we got married, like...
Right.
Like, it didn't even cross my mind.
I'm sure it was brought up, but when the health scare kind of hit home, it became super real.
It's like, so I found out, and I didn't even know how to react. I mean, obviously, it's pretty unsettling.
Right.
We tried to have a few conversations about it, but none of them ever ended well.
Who's yelling at who?
Well, it was like less yelling and just like both of us just sort of not appreciating the other person's side of it. Like, you know, I would try to be honest about it and say it just didn't like sit right with me or feel right. And, you know, that I'm like her husband now, and she didn't want to hear any of that. And like,
what do you want her to do, Dave?
I mean, ultimately, like, if we're husband and wife, like, I would want her to be buried next to me.
Yeah, but I mean, also at the same time, she was husband and wife with him first. And the burial plot's already there. So what do you do in that situation?
Well, I mean, he gets a double wide? I don't know.
Not you literally going with them.
It's a double wide. Yeah, do they have those?
Well, I mean,
even so, Dave, like, there might not be room at the inn. I'm sorry. I mean,
we can always get our own plots.
So when you guys have this conversation, how does it usually end off? Because, you know, you guys have clearly talked about this more than once. How does it end?
That she's going to be buried next to him, and that, like, if she changes her mind, she'll let me know.
Okay.
I doubt she's going to change her mind.
You're spiraling.
I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. I can understand where you're coming from. But at the end of the day, dude, you're both gone. It's not like you guys are going to be able to spoon each other. It's done. This is why everybody should just be cremated.
Yeah, or if I go first, then I don't have to know what happens.
Right.
I guess, yeah. That's
if you go first, does a part of you feel like she's cheating?
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, it just feels like that if she was wanting to be buried next to him, that she should just have, like, I guess, not gotten remarried. Like, to me, if it was like we'd never gotten married, I'd understand her wanting to be buried next to him. But, like, now that, like, she's, you know, we're committed.
This is kind of crazy.
So it's kind of a jealousy thing.
It just seems like a past life, you know? Like,
right. It's,
you feel like you're the second act.
I'll never say that to her. But nothing's going to top the first one because she's going back there regardless. So
right.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. There's really not much.
I don't know yet.
I mean, I'll respect her wishes if that's what she wants, but, like, it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts her feelings, for sure.
585-252-9800. How much say can someone actually have when it comes to someone's final resting spot? I can understand your concern. And she's either going to give in or she's going to be like, it is what it is. I don't know how many people who already have a burial plot, lost their significant other, got remarried. It was like, I think I'm going to change it up. I don't know anyone who's done that.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you get a burial plot if you plan on remarrying? I understand things happen. Things change.
I don't know the answer to that. But all I'm saying is, you know, I don't know how old or young you are. I don't know what's going on with you in an age sense. But, like, say you marry someone and they pass away in their 30s of an illness or a car accident, whatever the case may be. You're not going to just, like, hold yourself to that stone. That's crazy.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking my call, but I got to run.
No problem, man. Thanks for calling up and sharing that.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate it. It feels good to get off my chest.
All right, Dave. We'll see you later, buddies.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
He's really going through it.
Nate says, this guy is totally overthinking it right now. When it comes down to it, you're going to be dead too. Will it matter? No. Focus on your life together now instead of stressing over something you most likely can't really change.
True.
PXY, you're live. Go ahead.
So my husband passed away 15 years ago.
Okay. I'm so sorry for your loss, by the way.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And I have a child with that person. And obviously things changed in life, and I did remarry.
Right.
When Dave was talking, I just can't figure out why he wouldn't be okay with what his wife wanted, because that's what was planned for her. Right. And then, so putting myself in her situation and then him, he's going to continue on in his life and he'll be with someone after that. So what does he expect then?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I agree, though. Sticking to the original plan makes everything a lot less messy, if you will.
Putting myself into his situation, I totally understand the feelings there and the emotional, the thought is weird, but I totally... And with the woman at this point, and things can change in the future.
I don't know if this is his first marriage. It sounds like it is.
Right. But, like, if she were to pass away, if, say, this illness came back, if she were to pass away, he's going to move on. And then, say, he gets married again. So it doesn't really matter.
Are you remarried?
I am remarried on my third year.
Okay.
Okay, so how does that look for you?
My husband is exceptional. He is just the most wonderful guy. So he would do anything I wanted. And the woman that called in after Dave, I like that, splitting the ashes.
Oh, the texture. Yeah. Absolutely. Splitting it up and being like half here, half there type of thing.
Everybody gets a little.
I think it's a compromise. I think it's everybody wins. And I mean, yeah. Bruce is right. You are life after death. I mean, you're dead. So it's not like... unless you're going to be a spirit in the ether and just bitter for the rest of your time.
In the ether.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, right.
Well, I do believe when you're dead, you're dead, and you're going to move on. Like, I think about my first husband every single day, but I've moved on, and I never thought I was going to get remarried, and I did.
Right.
Yeah.
I just think that people move on, so that whole situation is just... It's home with me as well. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you for taking some time
and sharing your story.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Have the best day. Talk soon. You know, people are stressing over the afterlife because it's a stressful situation to think about what comes next.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, if I go before you, just do me a favor, just sprinkle me in the Genesee River.
Could you do that for me? If I go before you,
oh, you're definitely going before me.
Oh my God, that's.
Okay. 98PXY is free
and always will be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 52 for the high today. Maybe you guys can help shed some light on this. Breezy is moving into her new home next week. You're finally closing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
But you have to start thinking about unexpected expenses that are going to pop up.
Correct. And I'm like slightly panicking because obviously I've never been a homeowner before, ever. This is a huge step. This is a dream of mine. I'm glad that I can finally have equity in a home.
Sure.
And something that is ultimately an investment.
Now, before people start saying new roof like I did and windows and stuff like that, you do live in a community. There is HOA.
Right. So what the HOA covers, it actually covers a lot. A lot of it's on the outside, like the roof, maintenance of anything that's around, whether that be plants, lawn care,
trash,
paving and what's it called, snow removal, exterior window stuff, but everything inside is pretty much on us.
Yeah, like if your water heater goes,
right,
that's a pretty penny.
Right. I don't know what something like that would cost. So I think that was like my biggest question this morning of, you know, closing on our home on Monday, moving in all next week. Next week is going to be very chaotic for me specifically. And it's all fun and well, and we're all having a blast and we're all excited. But when rubber meets the road as a homeowner, these are the things that I'm thinking about. These are the things that I'm worried about. And I think that having this platform and this show to help me grow as a human, as a homeowner, as an adult, is beyond helpful of what is to be expected.
It is nice because I know a lot of people say it all the time too. They're like, why do you want to throw your money away on an apartment if you moved into an apartment? And technically, you're not really throwing it away. You're just
not investing it into anything.
No, you're still saving money. You still have the ability to save money because if these big expenses were to come up, you don't have to pay for any of that stuff. You're not paying for a lawnmower. You're not paying for any of the stuff that breaks, like if a dishwasher goes.
Right.
You know, it's for some people, they prefer it. You know what I mean? But when it comes to like really big expenses, you guys tell us, 585-252-9800, what is it that Breezy and her fiance Patrice have to look forward to?
I'm panicking. I'm really...
What do you have to do as soon as you move in?
So obviously the biggest expense right now is closing costs and things of that nature, down payments, that's a pretty penny, and that's all being taken care of on Monday at closing. But nothing, honestly, the home is pretty turnkey. Like, it was just gutted and renovated last year.
Oh,
so
move in ready.
Move in ready indeed. So I think there's a couple of things that we want to do, not right away. And I think that's another thing that I truly struggle with as a human. When I get somewhere, whether it be a space or something new, I want it to be the way I want it to be right then and there. Like, when we moved in here to this studio, I was like, yeah, this is going to be done like tomorrow. And everyone's like, no, it's not. I'm like, no, it is. I'm going to get everything I need to make this space my own. And I'm not really like a patient person when it comes to waiting on things. But like, how much does new windows cost? Because that is something that
new
definitely
windows
will be needed.
I don't know. I mean, I'm spitballing here, but what do you guys think? Like 15 grand?
15 grand?
I think somebody just texted in a water heater for like a 50 gallon. You can get a new one for like $700.
Okay, that's not bad.
It depends on what it is. Some of them go for 1500, you know? But who else is here texting in? 585-252-9800. So property taxes are huge. Mike says every year they go up, HOA or not, you're still going to get slammed.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much you budget, the town is always going to want more, and you're in Fairport. But you still get Fairport Electric, right?
Yes.
You do.
Thank God.
Why can't there be like Grease Electric and Spencerport Electric?
No, I know. And Greenlight, which is crazy. So they said the average cost to replace windows in a house ranges anywhere from $300 to $2,500 per window.
Per window.
So that's a huge range.
How many windows you got?
Five or six.
All right. So let's just spitball and say it's maybe $1,000 a window.
All right.
So it's going to be at least six, seven grand.
Yeah.
Easy. But at least you don't have to pay for the roof.
No, literally. I think that's like one of the saving graces. And people can like poo-poo HOAs all they want. They're like, it's just a waste of money. Yes and no. I mean, like, I feel like it's kind of a nice ease into being a homeowner because, like, obviously we own the home, but there is that safety net inadvertently because we do have an HOA.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's not like we have to stash money away for a roof.
No,
we are stashing money away through them, type of thing.
Yeah, and let's say your washer and dryer go. That's going to suck. Lauren,
we also need to take into account, I'm a very financially savvy person.
You
and
go
I will
to your
go
parents.
On Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, or you go to your parents. Lauren says, Breezy, maintenance you don't even think about. That's what got to me and my husband in our first home. We had to get our sewer line scoped. It was $1,000 to find out it was fine. So that was fun.
Oh, God. Okay. This person says, Breezy, the house may have been remodeled, but you have no idea the quality. Be prepared for issues to arise. We've been homeowners for a while, and the surprises haven't ended.
So my buddy gets a new house. It's beautiful. Sure. The interior is good. The bones are good. The structure, all that stuff. But once you start knocking down walls like he did, because he wants to do a little renovating,
yeah.
The amount of mold that he found behind these walls, that was it. Game over. He had to dish out so much money to get rid of this mold. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
And these are things that you obviously, you don't see when you buy a house.
Correct.
Especially if you decide you want to just skip out on the inspection.
Right. Well, I don't think that's much of a decision anymore, but it's kind of the only way, way you can get a house.
Yeah.
If you just waive everything. There's 20 other people lined up at the door. Either take it with no inspection or don't take it at all.
Thank you guys so much for weighing in on this and helping our girl out. A lot of unexpected expenses when buying a house. I went, no, because I'm just not there yet.
But, Moose may be 10 years older than me, but all the life things are happening right here, right now with me.
Yes, they are. I'm learning so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.